This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Final thing here. Are the Eagles back?
Yes.
Good.
I was after a quick answer.
No, that's good. That's good.
Ah,
no,
damn.
They're absolutely back. This team is starting to come together. Hey, there's going to be some bumps in the road. It's the National Football League. Every team, you know, has their highs and their lows. But the last few weeks, this team has really turned it around quickly. And and we didn't even talk about Jalen. It's the best game I've seen Jalen play in probably over a year. You know, I mean, he was sharp, comfortable, and I love the way that he played the game.
Yeah,
he especially when you only have to drop back 20 times and everyone else does their job rather than drop back 40 times and have to carry the burden of victory.
Well, let's do it again on Sunday.
Carry the burden of victory.
215-592-9494, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillick. Coming up about an hour from now, Kyle Quinn's going to have his hair buzzed on the air.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, he said if the Eagles won three in a row and beat the Bengals coming back home before this game, this is a show of solidarity to his guy. I mean, Kyle's a Nick Sirianni guy, obviously. He's not taking Nick over Doug.
I've never wavered on that.
No. Sometimes emotions get involved, but you just push those away. But see, the hair's coming off. Are we going to be the most hairless, baldish? Kyle's not going bald, but he's got the buzz cut.
He's going to be bald for like a week.
We're about to be an ugly group.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know about that.
About to be. I mean, so we have, yeah. Hugh and I are bald, and Kyle's going to be a buzz cut during the show coming up here. When was the last time you got a buzz cut?
It's been a while. I mean, I usually cut my hair short.
You do, but it's a little longer than usual now.
Yeah.
So
it's very long.
It's about to be gone.
I mean, I've been neglecting the haircut because I knew that the buzz cut was
this
a possibility.
Was coming, yeah. Well, this one's free.
The only person who's not happy with the buzz cut is my girlfriend.
Well, listen, sometimes, it takes one for the team.
Did you tell her it was for the show?
Of course.
She did not care.
She's like, you're on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, she did not care.
Then you don't get it.
Yeah, that's
just don't.
Eventually,
get it.
She'll figure the whole thing out. Yep. 215-592-9494. Would you trade Doug? Would you trade Nick for Doug? I would right now. Like, if I could have Doug back, I'd rather have Doug as the Eagles coach. I think give him a better chance to go win a championship this year. And is this a trap game on Sunday? Feels a little trap gamey. I know Hugh doesn't want to admit it, but
it's not.
It's got some trap game elements.
I mean, to your point, it does have the elements of a trap game, but it can't be. Because this team is not in a position for them to overlook anybody, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I hope they don't. Yeah. I think we learn a lot about the Eagles on Sunday if they're ready to handle
play against,
prosperity.
Yeah.
Like, they should win the game. I think they could win either way.
Do it like perfume. Smell it. Enjoy it. Don't drink it.
You know what? The more you think, but can we hear that? Can we hear Sirianni talking about that?
That was kind of wild.
You know, now that we think back to him saying, I want to hear it again. I think he was trying to get out ahead of the trap game week. I mean, he's basically telling them, we blocked it out when everyone was negative about us. Now everyone's telling you you're good again. I mean, Sirianni gets what they have in front of them.
Listen to the show.
Well, he probably does. He gets what's in front of them right now, right? He gets that they have the Cowboys and the Commanders next. This is a week where I think it'd be natural to kind of, a little look ahead game. Here is Sirianni this week to his team about making sure they stay focused here.
Here's what we talked about. Doubt, criticism, and hate, right?
Hate.
You got to bell block all that out. Well, it's the same deal with praise.
Mm-hmm.
Block it out.
Block it out, Hugh.
So now we're getting praised. Put your f***ing head down and work because there's nothing like the work. What was the line, Tyler? Treat praise like perfume. Smell it, sniff it, whatever you got to do with it, don't drink it.
Don't drink it, Joe.
And if they don't play well this
When's
week,
that's how you drink perfume, though.
That'd be a never. How about you?
That's something that I've subscribed to.
Yeah, don't you do that. I think that was Sirianni trying to get ahead here of the whole trap week game. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tony. Tony's up next. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Tony.
Joe Gillio. First off, I want to say I love you, man. Much love to you, buddy.
And Gillio.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, you're a crazy guy or something. Go ahead, Tony.
And Joe Gillio, you're out of your mind.
For what this time?
Nick is 40-20, basically. He wins every 2 out of 3 games.
Every one.
Now, I really appreciate Doug. I do. He brought the Super Bowl to Philly, and I love the guy for that. But
right.
You know what? Before that and after that, he's tanking. So that's my take on it. You know?
Tony, you know, the first 4 years Doug was here, he had basically the same record as Nick, and he won the Super Bowl. The team is good. Yeah. It's not either of these coaches are making them great. The team is good, and it's about how far they could take the team.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Right.
But you know what?
So I don't care. But Sirianni's record to me the first 4 years doesn't matter. Doug had a great record here his first 4 years too.
You're a Doug hater, buddy.
A Doug hater.
You mean a Nick hater. Or, a Nick hater.
I've been a Doug supporter from day one of Doug here. I love Doug.
He's just saying you're a hater, though.
But I love Doug.
Yeah, but you're a Nick hater.
No, I'm a Nick Doubter. Nick Doubter.
You're right, Tony.
All you do is speak out against that guy. That's all you do.
I don't think he's a very good coach, Tony. What do you want me to say?
Well, I think somebody that wins every 2 out of 3 games, I think they're a pretty damn good coach.
He's an okay coach. And I did say this week we were too hard on him. I did say that.
That don't count.
Yeah, you're absolute. Yeah.
I like the hater part.
Yep, that's right.
Tony, if they were in the Super Bowl, if they were in the Super Bowl and you could choose Doug to coach them in the Super Bowl or Nick, you would choose Nick?
Absolutely.
Well, you're crazy then, Tony. And I don't tell you.
Why am I crazy?
Because we watched both of them in the Super Bowl, and one turtled up and one coached well.
You're getting on your skin a little bit.
Doug's getting his hiney whooped down there in Jacksonville.
And guess what, Tony? But let's just—we got to think. We could think bigger than this, Tony. And Tony, I love you, but
he just cooked you.
No, he didn't. If Nick leaves here and goes to a bad organization, what do you think is going to happen to Nick if he gets another head coaching job at a Jaguars kind of team? He's going to go 9-8 or 7-10.
You think so? With the Jaguars?
No, my point is, he's not going to do very well either if he goes to another rudderless team.
Yeah, rudderless.
We think Nick
You're a Nick hater. You heard the perfume thing.
Yeah. Hold on.
You didn't subscribe to that, though.
Didn't earlier this week I said we were too hard on Nick?
I don't recall.
What do you mean you don't recall? You sat right there before.
I don't remember what
I tried to pull it back
yesterday.
On Nick. I tried to pull it back, give him a little credit.
That seems tactical.
I don't recall that. I don't recall that conversation being had.
Yeah.
You guys are being haters.
Never happened.
Okay, let's go to Demon, all right? What's up, Demon?
Yo, good afternoon, fellas. Hold on, I'm putting my seatbelt on, man. Y'all cook. I just got back in the truck.
You gotta be careful.
Absolutely. Listen, man. The first thing y'all talked about, the Dougie P thing, absolutely take him right now over Nick Sirianni.
Thank you.
Let me tell you why. Because y'all got to remember, when we got Sirianni, we all knew what his job was. He's a flunky. He's a yes man. Think about it. He had 2 top coordinators. He succeeded. Soon as they left, he fell. Now he got 2 guys in there again, and he's still trying to be in the offense in the way. And we've seen that in the first couple of weeks. We've seen he was in the way. We literally seen his plays, and we knew it was part of him. So with that being said, I definitely take Dougie P over Nick. The only thing Nick got going for him, I said, with Dougie P is that he likes to go for it a lot on the foot. Like, he's going for the fourth down thing. But other than that, man, he ain't no good coach. He's a good motivator. That's it.
See, Nick, Demon gets it. Nick's fine, but Doug's better. That's all.
Absolutely. And listen, y'all, I wanted to thank y'all, man, because y'all had one of the greats back on here, man. And I know he's from Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, whatever they say he's from. He went to Pitney from Harrisburg, but he's from Philly. I watch the facility every day. This dude, Shady's from Philly, man. And thanks for having him back here. That was a great thing y'all did.
Thanks for him coming back, man. We enjoyed having him.
And he's going to have his day Sunday. He earned that. Eagles Hall of Famer.
Absolutely, fellas, absolutely. But in reference to Slay, get rid of 29, please. That dude got to go. Maddox, he has to go. Slay can sit around for a minute. He an OG, and listen, he's teaching the young bulls. What's his name, Rogers? I love Rogers. He all right. He came back off an injury or whatever it was when he was gambling. I think it was him.
Yep.
But he's back now, and I like him. He's young, but I like Slay teaching him. I really do like that. But the guy Maddox, he got to go, fellas. Y'all know he has to go. And for last, before y'all cut me off, go Birds, and Jalen is definitely back, and he might be the MVP. Y'all keep sleeping on my man.
Woo!
Have a good one, fellas.
You got it, Demon.
That'd be awesome if that was the case.
He's, seventh in MVP odds before week 9 started.
That's a lot. You got a long way to go.
I can't say I'm seeing that.
We got to play like six more games.
You got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it can happen. You like how I did that, don't you?
Yeah, that was good. Maddux gets you zero in a trade.
Well, that's why I get it. And if you tell me right now you could have one of these two players on the team the rest of the season, Slay or Maddux, I would choose Slay. Slay's a better player. But Maddux, you're not going to get anything in a trade. Here's a question I have, because we had the discussion a few minutes ago of, let's say Slay can't go Sunday, Rodgers plays well, would you trade Slay by the deadline Tuesday? Hughes said no, I said yeah, I would do it. Do you think Slay would be okay being a backup for the rest of the season? Because you don't want to trade him, but let's say Rodgers plays well on Sunday and the Eagles take an objective view and they say, Rodgers a little better right now.
Do I think he would be okay with it?
Yeah.
I think his ego would take a little bit of a hit, but I think that Slay's in a position right now where he would do that. If it was for the betterment of the team, I think he would.
Because then I'm okay keeping him as a depth piece, right? Because if you have an injury to Quinion or you have an injury to Rodgers, then you need to go back to Slay. Like that, there's some value to that.
I know I've said a lot of things about Slay, but I think deep down he's a good dude. I really do think he's a good dude. And if it's something where he feels that it's for the betterment of the team, I think he would do that, especially if it's something – when you have groin injuries, I've only seen one corner that has ever played with one, and he only played a half, and that was Troy. Troy had a bad groin injury, like so bad that he had to have surgery at the end of the year.
It feels like an impossible position to play because you have the quickness laterally.
The lateral movement, the quick.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Adjusting, the fast twitch muscles. I think that we're not going to see Slay for a couple of weeks. So I think that if he's playing well, Rodgers that is, and Slay comes back, we're talking about a few weeks from now.
So they didn't put him on the IR, which tells me they think it would be less than 4 weeks. But it also could be this will be the first game he misses. If he does miss it, we'll see if he's ready for the Cowboy game. 215-592-949. Let's grab Rob, and then we got to play for a great montage. If you're not a Doug over Nick guy now, you will be by the end of this montage put together by Joe Wechter. Rob and Delco. Hey, Rob.
Good afternoon, Joe. Good afternoon, Hugh. What's going on, Rob? Listen, Joe, can I say something before I defend you and agree with you about Dougie P?
Yes, of course.
And you?
Yeah.
Real fast on my sacrifice for the Sixers, okay? Because I've been trying to get this in for the last couple days.
What?
Now, Hugh, I'm gonna give you a good laugh. Yeah, Kyle, what? You'll what after I give him the Dougie P answer? Listen, Hugh, you're going to get a crack up out of this, all right?
I'm waiting.
It's tough, Hugh, okay? I was going to say a week, but a week really won't be a sacrifice for this, okay? But a month would be. Joe, Hugh, if they sign Juan Soto, okay, I won't have sex for 1 month.
Why would you even do that?
To get Juan Soto here.
I think this is a great sign. This shows you mean business. That's what I've said.
That's pretty serious.
That is pretty serious. A whole month.
Yeah. To get Juan Soto here for 15 years? That's
a month?
Are we going from zero to zero here, though?
Listen here, Kyle. You're funny. Listen now. You know what I mean?
Everyone was thinking that Kyle just said it. Yeah, I get it. All right, Rob. I'm glad you said it. Someone had to put that out there. Rob, what are you thinking about Sirianni or Doug? Where would you go?
Listen, I'm going to attack Kyle on this. Listen, we just said Dougie P is the pride of talent, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you forgot how to coach. I mean, I don't care if you put, and this is more why I think Dougie P, I would take him 10 out of 10 over Sirianni. Did Bill Belichick forget how to coach when Tom Brady left?
No, nope. he didn't have the talent.
Him by you, and I know, Joe, like, you compare Dougie P is not Don Shula or any of these great Hall of Fame type of coaches, you know, Vince Lombardi. I'm not saying Dougie P is Bill Belichick, but listen, I mean, would you not take Bill Belichick over Nick Sirianni right now?
Well, of course you would.
No.
Of course you would.
You're out of your mind, dude. You're crazy. I mean, come on, no. I mean, he forgot how to coach? No, he didn't forget how to coach. He's still a hell of a coach. Listen, you need talent. You know what I mean? Phil Jackson was a great coach, right? But would he be a great coach on the Sixers? He couldn't even coach the Sixers, Joe, Phil Jackson, right?
Well, no one could coach the version of the Sixers so far on the court. Yeah.
That's my point. These guys don't forget how to coach. Phil Jackson had Kobe, Shaq in their prime, Michael Jordan, Scottie, all these guys. And you bring them here with this dumpster fire the Sixers are, or Dougie Payne, the dumpster fire Jacksonville is, Hugh, I don't think they forget how to coach.
Yeah, that's an organizational problem. That's what they're Look, Doug is probably not great enough, Rob, we appreciate it, to uplift a mediocre franchise to a Super Bowl. That we've seen that, right? He's been only average, a little below in Jacksonville. I still think he's a heck of a coach. 215-592-9494. All right. If you missed it earlier, we have a montage here put together by Joe Wechter. And if you kind of like, I don't know, I like Sirianni. Doug did a special thing here. To me, this is going to tip you over to the Doug side. Because you listen to this, you go trip down memory lane, and you remember the good times with Doug Peterson here. There's never been anything like this with Sirianni. Here's Doug, the montage put together by Joe Wechter.
Start this Andy Reid era with the ball. And new quarterback Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson making his first start after 7 years in the National Football League. A better backup than Green Bay and Miami.
Peterson going deep for Torrance Small. Ball intercepted. Aeneas Williams with the interception on Doug Peterson.
I'd like to welcome back Doug Peterson and introduce him as the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He understands how dedicated, obsessed we all are to bring a Super Bowl to Philadelphia.
I understand the culture and the passion of Philadelphia.
It's exciting times around the city of Philadelphia right now, and it's because of you guys sitting in this room right here. You're here for a reason, and it's to win a championship. What will our identity be in 2017?
Dashes to his left. He dashes to his right. He is starting to run. Now he fires downfield. Aguilar, 3 of the 10. Touchdown, Eagles!
With the article that came out the day before the game, but it is what it is. We love playing for Doug.
We had to get this win for Doug.
Here comes the rush. Lynch, they've got him. They've got him. He escapes! He's got a first down out of the 44-yard line. How'd he do it? How'd he do it?
I thought you said they got him.
They did. He disappeared.
He's rolling. He's going to run. Penalty flag's thrown as Lentz goes into the end zone. Lentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey. Quickly down to Howard.
All right, Earl, Carson Wentz was in the tent. You know what that indicates. And now he's walking to the locker room.
I do. Torn ACL.
Can your team overcome
it? You sure can. Heck yeah. We overcame a Pro Bowl left tackle. We overcame our middle linebacker. We've overcome a running back. We've overcome a core special teams player this year, our kicker this year. You know, yeah, he is the quarterback of our football team. But you know what? The reason we went out and got Nick Foles is for reasons like this. You know, if there's ever an opportunity for me as a head football coach to rally the troops, you know, now might be the time.
The Falcons break from the huddle. Jones wide right.
Where is Julio?
Sanu in the slot. Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones. Incomplete! And the Eagles have defeated the Atlanta Falcons. They are one win away from the Super Bowl.
And the word was yet.
Yeah.
The word was yet.
Yeah.
We have.
We ain't done.
We ain't done.
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
Because you know what? 1 week from tomorrow, we come back together and we shock the world again.
Yes.
You got it?
Back goes Foles. Foles steps up. He is looking. He is going deep and alone. And in for the touchdown is Jeffrey. The Eagles are headed for the Super Bowl and a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52.
I cannot tell you from the bottom of my heart, I love every one of you. The amount of work that has gone in to what you have accomplished this season. And guess what? We are not done
yet.
We got one more football game to play this season. One more game.
You want Philly?
Yeah, let's do it.
Philly special. Ready? Here we go.
Foles moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Listen, a little razzle-dazzle by Doug.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over! The game is over! The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions!
How do you explain this, that 9 years ago you're coaching in high school and here you are with this trophy?
I got the best players in the world, and it's a resilient group. I love this coaching staff, and not only do we have the best fans in the world,
We now have the best team in the world. Thank you, guys.
What a montage. What a coach. Doug Peterson.
Yeah, that was awesome.
How could you listen to that and be a Nick Iover guy?
I'm in. I'm a Doug guy now.
It happened. I knew it was going to happen after listening to that. 215-592-9494. The Doug Peterson montage. Oh, it's great. Ron and Monco. What's up, Ron?
Joe.
Ron.
You're up to your old shenanigans again.
What do you mean?
Doug Peterson?
Yeah, love him.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm calling. Because it's like you're the gift that just keeps on giving, dude. You really are. I'm going to give you a chance to win. You know that big bet that we had years ago?
Yes.
That I never got paid off on?
I remember, yeah.
Get that?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Why don't you tell the listeners about the bet that we had?
Yeah, it was something like you said if Doug was out of here within 2 years, you'd get to come in the studio and do a show, and then he was out of here in 2 years. So it was something like that.
Yeah, okay, right. So you would actually bring that goofball back here?
Yeah, I'd rather him over the goofball we got now.
Well, believe it or not, I'll take the goofball first.
Which one? There's two goofballs.
Doug Peterson?
Oh, Doug's better than Nick. Come on.
8 days a week, brother. 8 days a week.
Doug over Nick.
Well, let me tell you something. Nick called that play. I was on my deathbed in the hospital on a ventilator, and he went over to that sideline, and he stood there while Doug Peterson sat there and looked at that menu, and that Balls couldn't wait anymore. He says, "How about Philly, Philly?" He says, "Okay," and that's how that went. Doug Peterson's a terrible coach.
Oh, stop.
He was a terrible football player. He was actually a professional tackle dummy.
How about the other 42 passes Doug called in that game? Nick called those two, or is that Doug?
I don't know why you keep getting this wrong, Joe. That was Frank Reich, and that was Deep.
The
minute they left that team went down the toilet.
Yeah.
And then you watched.
Doug was the play caller. Doug called the plays.
But guess what? Let me tell you something. Frank Reich set that all up. Why can't we get that straight here?
If Frank Reich was any good, he'd have a job in the NFL. I'm tired of the Frank Reich stuff.
What do you think about that? Frank Reich and DeFilippo, yes or no?
You know what's funny? Frank Reich was my quarterback when it was with the Jets. Mm-hmm.
Frank Reich was a decent quarterback.
I think Doug. I would like to see Doug with this squad. I want to see what he would do with this squad.
See, Ron, why don't you?
He would put you to sleep in the first quarter.
Oh, stop.
He is a snooze fest. He has no imagination at all. None at all.
And what do we have now? What do you have? Imagination?
You know what? At least we got a soap opera to talk about.
Well, that's for sure.
Like Doug Peterson is like watching glue dry, dude. I'm telling you.
Well, that glue dried and held up a Lombardi in Minneapolis. All right, Ron? Don't come on here and slander Doug Peterson as he comes back to Philadelphia. Come on.
He kind of did, though.
I know he did. Well, him and I fought about Doug for years.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.